Hello.
morning.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm just calling about that offer for free KitchenAid from Walmart. And I just filled out the information. All I have to do is pay like $9 or something.
Yes, sir. Can you provide me with that zip code so I can pull up that account to further assist you with that?
I can't hear you very well. Please
Can you provide me with that zip code so I can pull up that account so I can assist you with that charge, sir?
I'm not sure I can hear what you're saying, sweetheart.
Can you provide me with that zip code so I can pull up in an account to assist you, sir?
My zip code is 95682. And it said I filled out the form, and then I said complete checkout, and it said declined.
Give me one moment. And that first and last name?
First name is David. The last name is Weiss, W-E-I-S-S.
And it's David Weiss?
That's correct.
Yes, sir. It's showing that you have an account, but that account was canceled.
What account was canceled?
Your name is
Walmart?
David Weiss?
Yes. Why was it canceled?
And you paid shipping and handling. You paid $7.95 for a KitchenAid set?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. On December the 28th at 1:03 a.m., I can't even click on the account, sir. It's canceled. Like,
I don't understand why it's canceled. I've been a Walmart customer for years. I've got a credit rating of over 800. Okay, very few people have a credit rating that high. And I was just offered a free KitchenAid by answering several survey questions because of previous purchases. And I did that, and then I filled out the form, and it says declined. I don't know why it's declined. I'm very upset with the way this has been handled. I don't know that I want to do business with Walmart anymore. I've been doing
They're showing that I can't click on the account to see anything, sir. The only thing I can see is that you did pay for $7.95 for a KitchenAid set on today at 1:03 a.m. with a Visa card, and that was a campaign. I see as well that campaign, you was entered into a sweepstakes to enter to win that KitchenAid set, and I can't click on the account at all. I see your name, David Wise. I see exactly when and what time you placed the order. I see the product. I see the amount. I see the quantity, and it's a campaign.
Well, what's the next step? You're not going to allow me to get this KitchenAid for $7 or $9 shipping, whatever charge?
I'm not sure, sir, but the account is closed. Like,
my account is closed?
Not with Walmart, but with that purchase.
Why is it closed?
I'm not sure, sir.
Well, I think this was a phony deal to begin with. Anyway, I'm very unhappy with the way this was handled. I think it's a phony deal. I didn't think I was ever going to get this KitchenAid for $7 or $8 or $9 shipping. I figured it was going to be a scam, and it turns out to be that's what it is.
If the account was open, I would be able to provide more details.
I don't know why it's not open. There's nothing I've ever done to have this account closed. I've already paid all my bills on time. I've got a credit score of over 800.
Sir, it doesn't have anything to do with a credit score. You entered a contest.
Well,
an internet contest doesn't have anything to do with an 800 credit score, sir.
Well, then why are they closing the account?
You'll have to call Walmart and ask Walmart that. I'm not sure why, but all I know is I can't click on the account because it's not letting me.
I think Walmart is pulling a scam on me, and I'm going to find out why, because they may have lost a very good long-time customer. Okay, thank you for your help. Bye-bye now.
You too, sir.